welcome. It's Domain Day from CheapWineFinder.com. Again, three times a week, we find a interesting, inexpensive wine to write up, and we do a review on the CheapWineFinder.com website, and then we plug in the trusty microphone, and we talk about the said wine. Today, we've got a wine that should be found for under $15 if Costco occasionally has it for under $10. But it's the OVZ Old Vine Zinfandel Lodi 2021. It's a brand from Oak Ridge Winery. Oak Ridge is a family-owned wine. The Maggio family started in 1906. I think they made their first... built their first winery in 1934, right after a prohibition. And it, you know, it's not the same name, but the same building. So it's the oldest winery in Lodi. One thing about Lodi is it's not uncommon to find wineries that have been in farming and in wine for over 100 years. I mean, it's 150 years. This one's 115 years or up there about, but it's very common to have the fifth, sixth, seventh generation families there, which helps. You know, Lodi doesn't have the same reputation as a place like Napa Valley, but it should for value price wines or even, you know, mid price wines, because one of the major factors in why wine is expensive, other than reputation and that type of thing, supply and demand, is land prices. And they basically, most of these places have had their land in the family for decades. So they can come up with, they can grow their grapes and for a little bit less expensive than some of the big guys. Lodi is in the delta of the San Pablo Bay. It's fairly well in. It's almost near Sacramento. But it still gets fog in the morning and a cool nights, that type of thing. But it gets warm. It's, think Italy, think Sicily, think, you know, those type of places where you're getting these really full-bodied red wines. And Lodi does really well with Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Syrah. Really, really good with Zinfandel. And here we are. So the OVZ, Old Vine Zinfandel Lodi. Old Vines is not a legal definition. It is kind of accepted that it's over 45 years old. In Napa Valley, where they're having like these high-priced wines, they want these great vineyards to always be at peak production. So it's not uncommon to pull out grapes after 25, 30 years and replant it, constantly replanting and having a very vigorous vineyard at all times. But Zinfandel wasn't popular enough for it to be financially warranted for the vineyard owner to pull the grapes out and put new ones in. So we got a lot of older ones. And then the white Zinfandel craze of, what was it, 60s, 70s or 80s in that area, where that was a sweet kind of rosé wine. And they planted more grapes, the vines then, and those wines are now 45, 50 and so years old. What was kind of like, yeah, so, you know, so vines are now kind of treasured. Because the older the vine, the more it struggles, and a vine needs to struggle to produce great wine. There's something about the chemistry in the grape that if it's fat and happy, it makes jelly. And if it's it struggles, it'll make an exceptionally complicated and complex wine. So what we have here with this Old Vine Lodi Zinfandel, we'll take a sip. This is actually my style. I have a style of Zinfandel. I like a Zinfandel. I mean, back in the days of Australian Shiraz, which each one was trying to be bolder and crazier than the next, Zin was kind of the American counterpart. Never over the top like that, but I always liked a Zin that was part elegant and classy and part rough and ready farmhouse wine. You know, not refined, but super tasty. And this is what this thing does. There's an element of elegance to it. And there's this element of totally fun Zinfandel clashing together in your glass. And I like that in my Zinfandel. So this is my thing. You know, it's under $15 Zin that does what I do, what I like. And I've had a couple of other like Zins from Sonoma, which tend to do the elegant and classy and skip the rough and ready farmhouse, which is fine. You know, I don't complain. You can do that very well. But when I'm grabbing a bottle of Zinfandel, I want this. I'm going to take another sip. The one thing about when you have those two different styles kind of combined is neither style gets to go too far one way or the other. They kind of tone each other down. And so you just get this nice clash of flavors of, you know, that it really complements each other. It's like a wine blend in your glass, but it's still a Zinfandel. Oh, but it's what's in there? It's 84% Zinfandel. And then there's a couple of, there's Petite Sirah, which happens all the time. And it's weird. I forgot the name, but it's this something red, ready red or something. That is a hybrid wine from a couple of Portuguese wines that you use for color. So this has that ready red and a little bit of Malbec and a little bit of Petite Sirah, but it's mostly Lodi Zin. And I like it. It's my style. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Like us, we like a podcast, if you will. Push buttons. We appreciate it. Got more coming. It's getting warm outside, so summer's here. It's almost time to hit the outside patio, the neighborhoods with the foldable chairs and all that. So adios, keep it cheap. Bye-bye. Be talking to you in a couple of days.